Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
I will not wear the mask.
I will not wear the mask.
I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of this
world. I hate the work of those who fall away.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish.
On the instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands.
Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTUV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show. And this is where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. The editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here this afternoon. Bradley is doing something or finishing up something over in Fort Mill, South Carolina, just down the road. Great to spend time with him and his family yesterday. We went out and we were starved, and I think we had about, 8 extra large pizzas and 32 wings between our two families last night. It was really, really good, and a good time of fellowship. And, of course, he was broadcasting live out of the house here, actually just behind the green screen here. For those of you, just to give you a little heads up, see, this is how the magic works, right? You just pop that in there for those on the video platforms. In any case, if you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And if you head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, if you're looking to join us on the video platforms, left side of the page there, and you'll see Sons of Liberty. Click on the play button, and you're good to go. Enlarge that on whatever device you've got. Click on the Rumble if you want to join us in the chat. On the video platforms, there is a place where you guys can congregate over at Discord. The link is in on the video descriptions of the platforms that that's on. All you got to do is click on that. Make sure you got the app on your computer or your device, and you can join over there too. And I'm trying to watch all you guys across. I've got like three different chat things on, so I'm trying to pay attention to that. But you can do that. You can also catch this morning show. Charlotte Isserdeet, we were remembering her. She went on into her reward earlier in February, and this is the lady who exposed the Soviet education system coming into the United States. She also exposed the Skull and Bones membership. I'd forgotten she pointed that out, but she exposed that. So that archive is not up at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just yet, but you'll be able to still watch the video there on there. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter, which is right under that. And then if you would like to support us, there's a donate button at the top of the page. There's also a way where you can support us monthly as a son or daughter of Liberty. Please be thinking about doing that. You guys are the reason we're out here. You know, the Lord uses His people to keep His other people out there doing the stuff that we've got to do. And so if you would consider that, we would greatly appreciate it. And by the way, those of you supporting, you're not only helping this broadcast and the internet page that we have, but Bradley being going and speaking to high school and college students today and taking them the message of our Christian constitutional heritage and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, our T-shirts are on sale this week. Resistance to Tyranny is Obedience to God. The T-shirts, they're in blue and also in red. Normally $20, you can save 10% with the promo code RESIST. Now, if you forget any of this, this will be up in the archive later on at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com tonight. Be sure to sign up for the email so you get that. And you can do that through Saturday night at midnight. That'll be how long the RESIST code is good for 10% off these shirts. Also, we've got the Dangerous Freedom T-shirts out, long sleeve and short sleeve. The long sleeve are by your request. So if you've been requesting that, now you got a chance to get it. All right, so be sure and pick those up. Real quickly, just going to hit these titles if you want to check them out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and then we're going to get in our topic on the second segment, and we're going to have our friend Bill Evans, the truck driver theologian. You guys love Bill. I love Bill. I love to... We can just sit and talk for hours, but we're going to have him on, and we're going to talk about a particular topic. And if you want to call in, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be doing that in the second segment throughout the rest of the show. Real quickly, some headlines on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we go again. This is Bradley's new one from today. Governor Ron DeSantis, the people's freedom fighter, turns on the people again. We also got the state of our nation. Things are getting worse, not better. Also at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, war censorship. The official narrative is already crafted. Of course it is. They're playing it out. They're even having to come behind whatever is real that's going on, and they're coming behind it and faking news. I mean, they're just faking it, fabricating it out of thin air. Then we also have head-to-toe deficiencies and correcting them with Kate Shimrani. Now, the reason I put this one in here is on Saturday we had the show with her, and she mentioned the fulvic, what is that stuff? Let me bring it up here. The fulvic humic acid, okay? And I told you we've got friends who are believers at Pruitt's Tree Resin. They're offering what, you know, you would go in another country, usually you get it from. You might pay $60 for like 4 ounces or something. They're offering a pound for $150. And my friend David over there, who runs things, him and his dad, they gave a promo code to you guys. Because some of you have asked me, what was that stuff and where can I get it? Well, this is where you can get it. If you use the promo code H as in Harry, P as in Papa, 1993, you'll get 15% off for a limited time, and then that'll drop down to 10. But for now, you can get a pound of it for 15% off. So I just want to throw that in there because some of you guys have made mention of that. So I want to toss that to you. After the break, the truck driver theologian is going to be on. We're going to be talking about why has God given the United States wicked representatives? 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can comment as long as we're on the subject here. Why has God given the United States wicked representatives? Well, there's an old quote by John Calvin. It goes, when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. Now, in America, we don't have rulers. Okay? We don't have rulers. We have representatives. We have people who are representing the people. And this is a biblical foundation. This is what we talk about when we say that Adam was our federal head. And in, you know, as the old primer, New England primer used to say, that in Adam all fell. I forget the specific little rhyme that it made, but it was doing for A was for Adam. And, in him all fell. But in Christ all live, right? Those who are in Christ come out of Adam, and they are now in Christ. And so what Calvin was saying was, you know, it's amazing to me the disconnect that some Christians have. They go in, and when Donald Trump got in office, knowing his history and his character and everything, Christians said, oh, God has put him in there. Now, they didn't say that when Barack Hussein Obama Sator Sabarka went in office. They didn't say that. They said, no, God would never put somebody like that in office. And they didn't say that when Joe Biden's in office. And any of you who listened to, I don't know, 5 minutes of that, can you call it a speech last night? Some of you would say, no, God didn't put him in there. Oh, yes, he did. And he has a good reason for it. And we're going to talk about that today. And, you know, I called Bill up. And I said, Bill, let's do a show together. You know, I was thinking we'd do one for the morning. And he goes, well, you want me to do it today? And I said, well, if you want to do it today, we'll do it. And I said, I'm going to be on covering for Bradley. And so Bill was very gracious to join us. And I want to welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Bill Evans, the truck driver theologian. Hey, Bill.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Now, Bill told me he was in the batter's box. I didn't have a name there. Oh, they put it in there now. He said he was in the batter's box. He's ready to go. And, Bill, here's one of the things I want to start out with. Because as soon as people hear this kind of talk, they go, well, wait a minute. I know the devil's in charge of the world because he's the god of this world and blah, blah, blah. And they'll cite verses out of context and things. And yet we're told that when Jesus left the earth and he gave the Great Commission, one of the things he said is, I'm sending you out to the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all I've commanded. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. He tells them this kind of stuff to go out there. And all authority is given to him where? In heaven and on earth. And therefore, that's why they can go, because that authority has been given to Christ. One of the things that he says that people misconstrue, and maybe let's kick this off with this, comes from John chapter 18. And there we see that Jesus is before Pilate. And Pilate says to him, Pilate entered the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, saying, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of thee of me? And Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence. So he's telling where it's, he's speaking to where it's from, not where it's come to. And Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest I'm a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore I release unto you the king of the Jews? Now, Bill, let's roll it this way. Why has God sent us wicked men like Barack Hussein Obama, Sator Sabarka, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, both of them, Joe Biden, Donald Trump? Why has he sent these men in among the people of the United States?
Well, I don't want to start out by assuming what I'm asserting. Many people would argue, well, those people are not from God. Let them hear from Scripture. It's better me to speak 10 of God's words than 10,000 of my own. This is from the prophet Daniel talking about God's installation of Nebuchadnezzar, a wicked pagan ruler who probably was saved at the end of his reign. In Daniel chapter 4, we read of it, his profession of faith. But God raised up Nebuchadnezzar and gave him dominion over all the nations of the ancient Near East. And he did it specifically to destroy Jerusalem in 586 B.C. Now, this is what Daniel, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says regarding who is in control of nations and dynasties and kingdoms at any given time. He says, Daniel said, let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. It is he who changes the times and epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness. Now, in another place, in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah, under the inspiration of scriptures, is chiding the world and its rulers and God's people, because they're complaining about Cyrus. Now, Cyrus was another pagan king. He was a Persian king. And God raised him up specifically to defeat Babylon and to release the people of God, send them back to Canaan, and to pay for the rebuilding of the temple. And he says, and Isaiah, by the Holy Spirit, says, Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker. An earthenware vessel among the vessels of earth, will the clay say to the potter, What are you doing? Or the thing you're making say, He has no hands? Or to him who says to his father, What are you begetting? Or to a mother, What are you giving birth? Then he says to me, dropping down in Isaiah 45:9 down to 22, Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. I am God, there is no other. I've sworn by myself. The word has gone forth from my mouth. I will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will swear allegiance, and they will say to me, Only in the Lord our righteousness and strength. And he's talking about how he has raised up, in chapter 45 of Isaiah, many people thought this was talking about Donald Trump, believe it or not, but it's because he was 45.
I'm not surprised.
Although, bear in mind that when those scriptures were written, there were no chapter verse designations. So that was purely gratuitous. But then he says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 12, one of my favorite verses, "For the nation and the kingdom which will not serve you will perish, and the nations will be utterly destroyed." Now, he's talking about serving Cyrus. Now, he also means yep. serving God, but serving Cyrus. Now, let's jump over to Jeremiah 17:5. "Thus saith the Lord, curses the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord." And I would just recommend to your readers Job chapter 12, verses 10 through the end of the chapter, where you have a play-by-play diagram, if you will, game plan of how God destroys nations by giving them, by making fools their rulers. So when we look at a situation like a Joe Biden administration or a Barry Satoro administration or a Donald Trump administration, whether good or bad, the credit or the responsibility is on God. The Protestant reformer John Calvin said that when God judges a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. And so when we see the tyranny, the deviations, the lawlessness of those who, quote unquote, have been placed in positions of authority in our country, we need to ask ourselves, we need to look in the mirror and say, God, what have I done? You know, if people are familiar with the prayer of Nehemiah, when they came back to the promised land, the first thing they did, they looked at the state of Jerusalem. It was torn down. The walls were gone. It was a rubble. The temple was gone. And he prays this heart-wrenching, sincere prayer of not only confessing his sin, but the sin of his people.
That's right.
So judgment begins in the house of God. We are to be the head and not the tail. When God is cursing a nation, it is as likely to be because of the idolatry of God's people as it is the idolatry of the unbelievers.
That's right. Bill, hang on just a second. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations General Assembly voted to reprimand Russia over its invasion of Ukraine and demand that Moscow stop fighting and withdraw its military forces immediately. United States Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We've seen videos of Russian forces moving exceptionally lethal weaponry into Ukraine, which has no place on the battlefield. That includes cluster munitions and vacuum bombs, which are banned under the Geneva Convention.
The General Assembly voted 141 in favor and 5 opposed, with 35 nations abstaining. It looks like drivers are in for more sticker shock at the pump today. Gas prices jumped at least 4 cents overnight. AAA put the new national average at $3.66 a gallon for regular. That's 12 cents higher than a week ago and 26 cents more than a month ago. This is USA Radio News. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, announced that the confirmation hearing for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, will begin Monday, March 21st. Jackson, the first black woman to be nominated to the High Court, will deliver remarks and answer questions at the hearings as senators determine whether or not she will replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who is set to retire at the end of the court's term. And even higher interest rates are on the way, as Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter-point increase in the Federal Reserve's benchmark short-term interest rate rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed Chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed policies. You've made it halfway through the work week, and this is USA Radio News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We are talking about why has God given the United States wicked representatives? And on the line with me is my good friend Bill Evans, the truck driver theologian, as we like to call him. I just affectionately call him Bill. You know, he's my friend. And Bill, before we went into the break, you were giving some foundation here. I like to go ahead and be provocative at the first and then explain why I'm provocative. You're kind of laying that foundation here. Excuse me. And we began with John. We went to Daniel. We went to Isaiah. We went to Jeremiah. You were concluding with Job. And I'll let you finish that thought because of the break time coming up, that whatever happens, happens in God's providence. And I was explaining this to one of the listeners of the Sons of Liberty yesterday. He called me and we had a little conversation. It was talking about, you know, men, when they're wicked, they're responsible for that. But God has a will that has not been revealed. He's got a will that tells us what we should be doing. But we don't know everything of what's going on and why it goes on, and that's what we call his secret will. He doesn't do that, and so anything that happens is part of his decree, or it doesn't happen, it doesn't have a purpose. And I think that's what you were setting things up, was if we have good rulers or we have wicked rulers, God has placed them in those positions for a specific purpose. Do I have that right?
Yeah, for either a blessing or for judgment, discipline.
Yeah, and so when we see what we're doing,
and it's against the people of God. Judgment begins in the house of God. Now, to people who want to argue that God is not responsible for the bad things in the world, I think they need to go back and read the scripture. He says it's in Lamentations. Is it not from my hand? He said, if there's a plague, if there's a trouble in the city, is it not from my hand that both good and ill go forth? Daniel, in Ephesians 1, Paul, in the inspiration of the Spirit, says, affirms that God accomplishes all things after the counsel of his will. There are no contingencies to God. Now, open theist people who want to dispute that, they say, well, no, that's God can't overcome your will. Then why do you pray for your lost loved ones? If God can't overcome their will, why are you asking God to save them? It's entirely up to them. But back to the issue at hand, the point being is that when we have trouble in this country, it's, you know, people have asked me as a truck driver, why aren't you up there in the convoy? Right now I'm sitting up on the top of a mountain in the southern Rockies, snow on the ground, 73 degrees, absolutely clear blue sky, on my way from San Francisco to Atlanta. But why I'm not in the convoy is because it's not a prayer meeting. If we want relief, we need to cry out to the God of heaven.
Amen.
We need to repent of our sin and our apathy. Why we have 48 going on 49 years of legalized child sacrifice. Why we have allowed those who we call our representatives to blaspheme the Lord by overturning God's definition of marriage, by confusing, by countenancing sex traffic across the border and with our Ukrainian puppet state. We have, you know, why we have allowed those who presumably represent us call good evil and evil good. That is why the nation is in the state that it's in, and I believe that God has given us these wicked individuals who are clearly fools, who are clearly without a moral compass, who clearly don't know God, that he's given us them to buffet us, to scourge us, until we will put on sackcloth and ashes, you know, figuratively speaking, and cry out to God and say, Lord, what must we do?
Let me touch on that just a second, Bill, because what I continually see in a lot of these conservative chats, Telegram, Facebook, whatever, it's, oh, there's a red wave coming. What they mean is they want the arm of the flesh. They want the GOP to solve this, and they don't realize they've made the greatest enemy they could have. And I'm not talking about Islamists or communists or the LGBTQ or STVWXYZ agenda or any of that stuff that you mean. They have made God their enemy. And they've done it. You know, our pastor was teaching on mentioning the third commandment and taking the names Lord and the God's name in vain. God didn't mean using GD or using it as a slang or a curse word. What he meant was, you claim that you're mine, but you behave as though you're the devil's. And, you know, we look to Psalm chapter 2, and one of the things we see there is he says, be wise now, therefore, O kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And it's talking about of God, not of the king, but of God. And that's talking about kings. How much more should the people do? And I think that's what you're saying now. How should the people be examining themselves instead of pointing the finger like what I saw with some of these guys about Joe Biden last night? They're pointing the finger, making jokes, telling how bad he is, and yet they're not looking at themselves as how wicked they are for not bringing justice upon the heads of the wicked when they're entrusted to do that as those who
are for deserving that kind of.
Yes.
Other words, God gives us. I maintain he not only gives us the type of government we deserve, he gives us the type of government we really want.
That's right.
Because we want to go to the government for when we're, you know, for a bailout. If your town is destroyed in a tornado, we go to the government. We look to the government rather than looking to our neighbor, looking to the Christians around us, the people of the book that should have all the answers because we have God's word. So you're absolutely right. Our greatest existential threat to this nation is not Putin. It's not Xi Jinping. It's not Corona. It's not an asteroid. It's not aliens. It is a holy God whose law has been mocked, whose name has been blasphemed, and whose image has been sacrificed on the altar of convenience.
That's right. Somebody will say amen in the chat over that. That's exactly what's happened. And the people still, you know, I hear the spiritual overtones that people have. Oh, God and Jesus and all this stuff. But they still have this issue of where they're wanting to come in and they're wanting man to save them, to do for them what they will not do for themselves. In the first place, starts with us as those who claim the name of Christ to examine ourselves, to repent of our sin before God, and then ask God to fight our battles on our behalf. And boy, we have really missed the boat on that big time in the United States.
Or, Tim, just simply to baptize human efforts with Jesus' name.
Yep, there's
basically
that, too.
They want to take their humanistic, pragmatic, political schemes and just baptize them, Christianize them by saying, in Jesus' name, calling God to be a witness to our madness, our lunacy. Instead of looking to God's Word to say, what does God's Word offer us in terms of how we are to resolve these problems?
Well, let's do this. Let's set up, because we're going to take a break here in just a couple of minutes, but let's set up another part. You know, I read that about the kingdom, and where Jesus said his kingdom is not from here. So I want to touch on that just a little bit in the final segment here. I want to touch on that just a little bit, what he's actually saying. And then there's another one that's often misquoted out of context, and that comes from Luke chapter 20, verses 22 through 28. And in the midst of that, and he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto gods the things which be God's. And you know what, Bill? This one always drives me nuts, too. Because the people don't understand, first of all, they're trying to trick Jesus. Second of all, Jesus responds to them addressing an issue that I believe is idolatry. They're on the side of Caesar to get what they want from Caesar, but they hate Caesar. They want to rebel against Caesar. They want to overthrow Caesar. In fact, they think the Messiah is coming to do that. And yet Jesus points them to the coin and said, whose image is on there? And they've been told in the second commandment, you shall not make an image of a likeness of anything that is in heaven above, on the earth below, or under the waters under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord, am your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. So he tells them, don't be idolaters. And he also follows that up later on with, you can't serve of God and money, you're going to hate one, love the other. And so this is some of the stuff I want to get to, because these are the responses some people have, Bill. They say, well, we've got to just, you know, surrender to Caesar because this is Caesar's stuff and blah, 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 blah. Do you want to go ahead and take a stab at that, and then we'll pick it up in the final segment here?
Well, obviously Jesus is deflecting. Like you said, they're trying to trick Jesus. And to the first point, my kingdom is not of this world. He had said to Pilate, you have no authority over me unless it had not been given to you by another. No one gave Jesus his authority. He is not running for king. He is not running for God. His authority is inherently his because he is the second person of the Godhead. He created all things. Nothing that exists was created without him. He is the Word of God. So yeah. Jesus' authority is his own authority. No one gives it to him. He didn't inherit it. He didn't win an election. As to the issue of give to Caesar things that are Caesar's, the problem is nothing is Caesar's. Everything is God.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think when you say whose image is on there, and they say Caesar's, give it to Caesar, and to God the things that are God's. Well, what is Caesar's? Everything that Caesar has, he's gotten from somebody else. He's taken from somebody else in the first place.
Yeah.
And it's ultimately God's, because eventually what's he going to do? He's going to leave it behind just like everybody else. Bill, hang on. We're going to come up on the final segment here. If you want to call in, you got a comment on this, you got a question you want to ask, Bill's available. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we'll finish up with the final segment right after this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
That's the best chat now. The guys going on over there. You guys are great. Rumble, you're great too, but these guys are just knocking it out over there. Just let people know, we're also on beforeitsnews.com. Don't want to forget those guys. Rumble, Sons of Liberty Radio Live, and also on DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. Now, we've got with us Bill Evans, the truck driver theologian. And, Bill, you kind of crammed the answer now. I wanted to stretch that out over the last, you know, few minutes that we have together. And I've already got people. Bill, I don't know where you're at. You said you're in the Rockies or somewhere. And I think when we talked with you earlier, you're a little further south than that. But in any case, they're saying we want some overtime. So I don't know if you want to stay over or not. We can set that up if you want to do that for a few minutes. We won't want to keep you long. But, we'll go over to overtime. So you guys listening by way of radio, if you want to pick us up, go to Rumble, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. We'll also be on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page, DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. And you can also catch us on sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, top of the page there. So we're going to pick up after we finish the show here on the radio. Bill, I know you didn't get to see any of last night's State of the Union. My son and I was sitting here finishing up some stuff because I wanted to go to bed. I have this thing on certain nights.
I watched a few gaffes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I don't even think it's gaffes. I think the guy is a true life Manchurian candidate. I really think he's that. But, you know, I heard one of the first things he said right out of the gate, like within the first 2 minutes, he says, you know, freedom triumphs over tyranny. And I'm thinking, dude,
You have been one pushing tyranny since before you got in office. You were pushing it for 8 years with Barry. And you've been pushing it in the 4 years you weren't in office. And you were pushing it while you were a senator. And you're pushing it now. You've been pushing it over the last year. And you've been pushing this tyranny, which is lawlessness, ungodliness. You've been pushing all this stuff. And yes, freedom is going to triumph over that, Joe. It's going to do that. But I kind of wonder, when we're hearing this, you have made an appeal to the people not to submit to it. You know, there are people out there, Bill, who say, well, the World Economic Forum is planning this, and Bill Gates is planning this, and the United Nations is planning this. And look, we point out that they're planning those things. We just have a greater gospel. The good news is that Christ can triumph over that, and not at the end of time, how people talk about, but he triumphs over those things through his people. 1 Corinthians 15, he's subduing all of his enemies under his feet, and he'll continue to do so. And so what is the American people's role in all of this? Because you're saying God is using it as a discipline to his people, a scourge, you use the term, a discipline to his people, kind of like we do with our kids. We give them a spanking and tell them, look, you don't do things that way, to correct them. What are the people not hearing, Bill?
What are they not hearing?
Yeah, what are they not hearing? Because on the Sons of Liberty, we talk about this. What are they not hearing that they're not responding to? Why do they keep going off after their favorite politician, as though the politician is going to do for them what they won't do that God's commanded them to do themselves?
Well, the heart of man is an idol factory. And look at the legacy of the nation of Israel, which has been given us in the older covenant, the older testament. We see a nation that experiences an exodus, miraculous feeding and sustenance for 40 years, the total God totally crushing their enemies and giving them a land with milk and honey. And yet what did they continuously do? We don't have to blame Satan for anything that's going on. Our man's total depravity, his own wicked heart, is quite sufficient to account for all the problems that we see in the world today. You know, God said before he destroyed the world in Genesis chapter 6, he said, he saw that all the thoughts of a man's heart were evil continuously. You know, our heart we're leaky buckets. We are wayward. We are by nature children of wrath. Now those who are in Christ have been forgiven. They've been clothed in his righteousness. They've been seated with him in heavenly places. But by nature, we are wayward. They don't call it the terrible twos for nothing. I mean, there may in human history have been some child who was a perfect baby, but I never met one. And the point is that we're delinquents. We're rebels by nature. We inherited that nature. And while the grace of God, has given us, has written his law upon our hearts and given us a spirit to long after him, and has given us the gifts of faith and repentance to trust after Christ, nevertheless, life is a never-ending course correction. We are always having to adjust our behavior because by nature we just tend to run off course. That's the way it is. And as I've gotten older, and I am old enough to say that I'm older, it's gotten pretty simple for me. You know, Solomon said at the end of the book of Ecclesiastes, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And none of us lives, but our lives are like a flicker. They're like a vapor, a wisp, like grass that sprouts and then dies. History is going to go on. Our marching orders are very simple. Love Christ, trust Christ, proclaim Christ, obey Christ, and serve others in Christ's name. That's our marching orders. And that appears to be, aside from big grand proposals and crusades and initiatives, that appears to be the way God uses to change the world by changing people's lives, is by us living in obedience to Christ, obeying his commandments. By that I mean his moral law, how we should live, trusting him. You know, I'm struck today, you know, that we have a nation and a culture that is gripped in fear and in pragmatism. We're told in Hebrews 11 that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
That's right.
So we must be people of faith. We must trust that God is in control, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and that we order our steps aright. We follow him. We live lives of humility and service and praise, and we leave the big stuff to him.
Well, that's exactly right. We do our duty before him and leave the results up to him. And somebody has said, you know, don't blame God. And you're right, Charlotte. Don't blame God. We're not blaming God. We're saying he is the one who has orchestrated how things should work. And when he has told us, I set before you life and death. Choose life. What do men do? They choose death. They want to be lawless. They want to be rebellious. You know, there was an old saying. I think it was a police investigator, a detective. And I think it came from him. But he said, basically, if you left a little baby alone, it would turn into a little savage. If you didn't offer correction and discipline to it, it would kill you, choke you out, and cut your head off if you didn't change his diaper, if it was strong enough to do that. That is what is within the human heart. People are not... They don't sin. They're not sinners because they sin. They sin because they are sinners. They are that by nature, and they bring that out. And so I think that's exactly right. We have to examine ourselves. We have to see, are we walking in the way? Are we on the straight and narrow? Are we on the broad road that leads to destruction? And many people are deceived, Bill, in thinking, I'm on the broad road because, quote unquote, I accepted Jesus. I asked Jesus in my heart, all this other stuff. And yet the Bible says, wait a minute, you must be born again and you must repent of your sin. You're called, you're commanded, not it's not a suggestion to you. It is a command. You're to repent of your sin. And if you don't repent of your sin, you remain in your sin. And Jesus says you'll be judged in your sin. You'll remain in those sins. Bill, we've got just a little bit of time here, about a minute left. And what I want to do is, you're going to have to call me in on another number because I forgot that GCN cuts this off. So I sent that to you on text. And we'll go over time a little bit so you guys can pick us up on sonsoflibertymedia.com, DLive.tv at the Sons of Liberty, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and also on Rumble at Sons of Liberty Radio Live. But what I want to do is, you're on a number of social media platforms. Can you tell people if they want to hook up with you and they want to see some of the stuff that you put out, some of the stuff that sparks conversation, or you're just sharing some of your thoughts and things, where can they find you at?
They can find me on Facebook, Bill Evans, Truck Driver Theologian, or on Gab, Bill Evans, Truck Driver Theologian.
Okay. All right. Bill's going to join us. He's going to pick it up a little bit, and we're going to take this on a little bit, but we won't keep him long because he's got places to be and people to see and babies to kiss, right? So we won't keep him long, but we do want him to come on and to join us. And Bill, just I sent you the number to call in on your text. And we'll talk to you there. So Bill's going to join us. You guys join us on all of this, and we'll talk to you then. Be with us in the morning, 6 a.m. Lord willing, we're going to be back with you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hang on.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.